Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're in part 148 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program number 250, and if you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can call, write, fax, or email us to order one of them. You can either ask for a tape audio of the program or a CD. We also, now today, we have some more on Bible scriptures. We're going to be reading from 2 Peter in the last two verses of chapter 1 of 2 Peter, and then the whole chapter as far as we can go with chapter 2. And then we also have some letters. And right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask him to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your name for eternal life, for immortality, through your precious, for the faith that you've given us in the precious, your precious word. Because it's by your word that we're saved, and by belief in it, and by doubt in it, we are damned. And you know, Lord, those of us who believe your word because we do what it says. And chapter 1 tells us that we're to hold our belief steadfast to the end. And it states that throughout the Bible. Only those that continue on to the end shall be saved. So people think, well, I'm saved. And they're sitting in churches. But chapter 2 tells us of a lot of people that are sitting in churches, and they're lost. They're like brute beasts. They're sitting among us and dining with us. And, well, you'll hear the rest later, those of you out there. But, Father, we ask that you open the ears of the church, so that they'll receive these things, so that they'll be able to go into the highways and hedges of the world and preach the gospel the right way. And when people come into the church, that the people in the church will not be antagonistic to your word, but that they will comply with your word in every way, like, for instance, to love the brethren, and those that don't love the brothers are still in darkness. And that's why you've been giving me messages on how these churches in the area hate people that are getting the word of God out, and that the people that have fallen away from this church for money bore false witness of me in the courtrooms and caused me to have to go to prison for 6 years, but I got out on the 4 years for good behavior. But I'm sure that these things might happen again. But I'm here on earth, Lord, to be obedient unto you, so that in the event that I have to go to prison for the rest of my life, that no one will see me fall away from you as a testimony to how someone who is filled with your Spirit, Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit, that there's no way that they can make us fall. For 42 years now, Lord, I've taken all these false accusations, but the benefits are so powerful that I gladly take them in order to hold fast, steadfast, the faith, so that I will not be, especially after all these years, be a castaway, that I would fall away and be as they are. Lord, I pray that some will hear this message that you've given me this evening from your word, and that they'll repent and come back to you in the mighty name of so that the souls in the world can be saved, because some of them have heard the gospel for years, and then but they never mixed it with faith, or they've began believing the false accusations that the media has put out there. People need to read our website, because I've, by your request, resurrected some of these things that we've gone through, down through the years, so that people can see by the things that the federal government, the confessions from the federal government, as to what they did, and even at the risk of their lives, they told the truth, and Lord bless them exceedingly much, for they have told the truth about this work. And, Lord, that the souls out there may be saved in the church that has fallen away from you will not be the great falling away, but that some of them, at least some of them, will come back unto you, Lord, that they can get back into the Christian soldiers, and that they could go onward with myself and however many there are of myself here on this earth, Lord, so that the kingdom of heaven can be fully matured here on earth. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, I've recorded some songs, Swing Down Sweet Chariot with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, and here it is right now.
You swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Won't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, 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 Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, well, Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot wasn't bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping on the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
On the other side. Ooh, I love singing with quartets, you know, gospel quartets. I'm about ready to sing with another very famous gospel quartet. They're still singing, and it's really a joy to sing, you know, gospel songs. I love it. It's so much more wonderful than any other secular song. Susie used to say, any tune is of the Lord, because it comes down, if it's a good tune, it's or sound tune, it comes from the Lord. People have talent, you know, that they write. She says, all tunes are okay with, except for a spit tune. I didn't think that was so funny at the time, but The gospel songs is what she talking about. You know, secular songs, there's some of them that are very beautiful. People have a lot of talent, but they need to get saved and start singing praises unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now we have, where's these letters from here?
The first one is from Nigeria.
Nigeria. Don't we have one from Naples, Italy?
Yes.
You mentioned it. What's the one that says that 48 people got saved?
The one from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah, it is?
Yes.
I'll tell you, those Africans are on fire. You hear all these people in the United States saying, well, what about those people, you know, the unsaved people on the streets? And what about those people in the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa? How are they going to get saved? Listen, you people here in the United States, they're more saved than you ever thought of being. You know, and you people that say such things as that, if you're so worried about them, why don't you get saved and go over there and minister to them? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, that's a good question for you. No, you don't have the love of God in you. If you did, then you'd go get saved and go over there and witness them too, maybe. But you'd be very surprised when you get there because they know the gospel better than you do. All right? All right, so go ahead and read it.
To Evangelist Tony Alamo, Dear Sir, Calvary greetings to you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now, I'm not saying all the people in Africa are right. There's a lot of unsaved people there as well. Okay, keep going.
We are writing this letter jointly to testify that the Lord is good to us because he has done a new thing in our lives by saving our souls. We are formerly Muslims, but when the Lord Jesus Christ transformed our lives from darkness to light, and as a result, it was listening to your program on Radio Africa, we realized we were on the wrong way, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to salvation. We thank him and give glory to God because our lives are not the same any longer. As new converts, please help us grow by sending a copy of the complete Bible to each one of us. And then he lists the 48 names.
Yeah, he lists the 48 names just from their little group there that got saved from the Lord's radio broadcast here. And so, you know, support this church. You can see us winning Buddhists, Muslims, all over the world. And you know, the Muslims are crying out, kill Americans, kill Americans. And you people are, you know, we've sent Buster over there with his wife, and they did a fantastic job. They said nobody ever heard of these other ministries over there. And they said nobody's helping them with finances or anything else but us. And we just increased our finances to one of the groups there that has quadrupled in size. They started out with around 40 people. There's a whole company of them there of around 48, I forget what Buster said, 48 or 58,000 people, and they're just coming to the Lord daily by the messages that we're sending over there, and we're sending a lot of Bibles to them, and we're saying that we've now gotten them electricity and a huge 2,000-gallon water tank, because that's so they can have clean, fresh water. And one thing I will say about the United Nations over there, they have to do a few good things in order to make themselves look that they're, you know, godly a little bit. But it's just a facade, you know. It's like some of these works give out food but to Catholics. But just it really shocked me to find out that they were, in this case over there, delivering water to them. We pay for it, but they're delivering it. And then they also have clothing now and good food, good nourishing food all the time because we're sending the finances over. And we know that we're getting the blessings from the Lord for it. And if you want us to get all the blessings, well, then we'll just keep paying for it. But if you want to please the Lord, then back up his work, the one that's really preaching the truth and the one that's really, we could feed a lot more and get the gospel to a lot more people. If you people out there would tithe, we just barely get any. And it's just surprising. We know that everything is of the Lord. But it's surprising to me that so many of the false prophets are getting huge amounts of finances. And they're not saying anything. They're preaching a fallacy. And they're not doing anything for anybody. And they're talking about, you know, just odd and end stuff, but they're not really telling who Satan is. They're not telling exactly how to get saved and stay saved. If you'll read this first chapter in 2 Peter, you'll see that you have to love the brethren. You have to love your enemies. You have to, and if you don't, then you're not saved. You have to do good to those that persecute you. And there isn't anything better that you could do for people than to get the truth to them. That's really loving your enemy, because what good is it to feed, clothe, and house them if you don't also give them the gospel? Because you could feed people until they become 800-pound weaklings. And if their soul isn't saved, it's not going to do them any good, because in the end, they're going to wind up in hell. Okay, finish the letter, please.
We should have written individual letters, but due to the high cost of postage, we have decided to write you in this way.
All right, just all 48 in one envelope. Then what? So we have all their addresses, and we're going to get Bibles to them and Messiah books and literature and tapes. Then what?
We are praying for your ministry, for the God of heaven to continue to mightily bless you in all your endeavors. To save the cost, send the Bibles in one bag. We hope to hear from you soonest. We are yours in Christ, Bodhi, from Oyo State, Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, then what?
Then from Napoli, Italy.
Napoli. That's Naples, friends. Neapolitana. Okay. Naples, Napoli. Okay, then go ahead.
Dear Father in Christ, peace be unto you, and the grace of the Lord be with you. Father in Christ, I thank you for your gift.
Now, he says Father because they're so used to being Catholics that they think that anyone that's saying that they're religious leaders, that they're all fathers. But we have one Heavenly Father, and that's it. And I'm just a pastor, a preacher, teacher of the gospel. And some people, you might say a prophet, because I do get messages from the Lord, and I pass them on to you. That's all prophets are for, is to receive messages from the Lord. We're no big deals. We wouldn't be anything if it wasn't the Lord giving us these prophecies to give to you. So don't think of us as any big deals or that I'm your father. I may be your dad in the gospel, because if I begot you to the Lord, as Paul said. But there's only one Heavenly Father. And then what?
I think
so. He's going to say it several more times in this letter. So just brush it off, okay, as you hear it. Then what?
I thank you for your gift I received. May the Lord Almighty bless you and increase your worth. Again, I say, may God bless you. I was delighted when I received your parcel. I am very, very grateful for your gift. I love the literature and the Bible as well as the Messiah book. Father in Christ, I have distributed the literature to friends and also given your address to some friends to write you. Furthermore, Father in Christ, please can you also send some pamphlets to distribute to people or any other guide concerning evangelism? Lastly,
now, this man you can send a lot of stuff to, okay? Because this man, this is in Italy, Naples, Italy. I've been there. It's a real nice place. I went there in the winter, though. It was pretty, real cold. I never expected Naples or Napoli to be so cold, and it was. And the first thing that we saw when we got off the boat was to go to that city that it was buried years ago, and then they unearthed it. Okay, and then what else?
Lastly, I am also a prayer warrior in my ministry, so please, I will also be happy if you can help me with any book concerning prayer. I am grateful once again, and I say, may God Almighty bless you and your ministry. Amen. Your son in Christ, James, from Napoli, Italy.
Okay, well, prayer, you know, the devil hates anybody that does that prays. So if you want Satan to really hate you, then pray to the Lord. Because the reason that the devil hates people that pray is because he knows, and it's just too bad that the Christians don't know, that when you ask God in prayer for anything, if you're keeping his commandment, for anything, you're going to get what you're praying for. And Satan does not want you to have what you need and the things that you want. So Satan hates everyone that prays. So if you want to be a friend of Satan, then don't pray. But if you want to be his arch enemy, I am his arch enemy, and I pray. Lord God, send more finances so that we can get to more and more people here on earth. Father God, we pray that you'll get this word to the ones that have decided to become your enemy and our enemies, and that they will be saved. And if not, Father, you said you pour coals of fire on their head. Lord God, I'm asking because I want to be your friend, and I'm going to continue to be your friend, and I'm going to continue to be your preacher, the one that you pour your spirit through, from your mouth into mine and through my mouth out into the world. Lord, let everybody pray to you that has need, and you will hear them and show them great and mighty things that they have not known. Lord, I ask it, and all of us ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, aren't you glad that the devil hates you now?
Amen.
Well, we can't get away from that. Okay, anything else?
There's one more letter from Ghana, Africa.
Ghana. Well, that looks like a real long one, so hurry up with it, please.
Dear Pastor Lamo, God richly bless you and your ministry. I have received your newsletters from you with love. In fact, I was trying to commit suicide due to joblessness, but I have seen so many people's confession of being saved through a man called Jesus. My heart was touched, and I am requesting for the book entitled The Messiah, and also other literature from you and cassettes. Your newsletter was so positive and powerful that I decided to surrender my life to Jesus as my personal Savior. A reply is needed very urgently. Yours in the service of the Lord, Atta from Ghana, Africa.
Atta, okay. Where was that one? The guy's name was Oki or O-K. It was O-K-E-Y. But we'll probably do that tomorrow, okay? Where was he from? Africa also?
Yeah, from Egypt.
Egypt. He was in jail in Egypt, one of the people that wrote me, and he said he was in jail, in prison there, and he heard my radio broadcast and got saved. So we're all over the world, and it's just wonderful for me to hear these testimonies, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. All right, so we're going to be reading from the last two verses in 2 Peter, chapter 1, and then we're going to go into chapter 2. All right, let's go.
Knowing this first.
This is the first thing you need to know. Now, if by the Holy Spirit the Lord is piping through the Apostle Peter, he's saying through Peter, here's the first thing you need to know. Knowing this first, that there's no private interpretation of the Bible. When you read it, it means just what it says. In other words, where it says, no adulterer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. No fornicator will enter the kingdom of heaven. No effeminate, it talks about. No homosexual. No lesbian. Because this is perversion. And no pervert is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, no matter what the Antichrist media tells you, or no matter what the World Council of Churches tells you. That's the Antichrist, and no matter what the beast, the government, makes laws, that you cannot, like Mr. Schwarzenegger says, that you can't get any write-offs or you can't get any benefits at all, unless you honor homosexuals. That is the exact opposite of the Bible. Killing little babies, aborting little babies is the exact opposite of the Bible. These are all things that cause your soul to go to hell. Okay, so knowing this first, what does it say?
That no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
In other words, you can't make up what the Bible says in your own mind and live by that code, because you're nothing. God is the only one that matters. Now, see, only if we're in the body of Christ are we able to get into the kingdom of heaven. And God will not allow you into the body of Christ by the Spirit if you're a sinner. And sin is adultery, fornication, lesbianism, homosexuality, lying, stealing, covetousness, And the first and most important one is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. In other words, that's saying to love the Word of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you break that commandment, well, then you're lost, because that's the first and most important. The Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word. That's the first thing that was in ever, was the Word of God. And the Word was with God. As a matter of fact, it says the Word was God. And so if you don't love the Word of God, if you just think that you could go to the bathroom over the Scriptures, then you're going to the bathroom on God. And that is the most infuriating thing that you could possibly do. So if you break that commandment, you've broken them all. You have to love the Lord thy God, the Word of God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you don't, that means you've got to love those that are preaching the Word and winning souls, and it's obvious that they're doing it. And if you bring false accusations against them, if you're fighting the people of God that are getting the Word of God out and saying that they're a cult or a sect or that they're dangerous, then you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you are not my own, they're the Father's. And the words that I speak unto you are spirit, and they are your very life. So if you're going to the bathroom over the Word of God, then you're going to bathroom on your life. You're destroying your own life. Come on, wake up. And sure, of course, the world. The Lord says, love not the world, because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It says, you have to reject the world, because all that is in the world is lust. And so if you are favoring lust over the Word of God, then you condemn yourself to hell. You are condemning yourself to hell. And then, of course, the Word says that all hell and death and hell should be cast into the lake of fire. So that's where you're going. Now, honor the Word, the precious Word of life. Read verse 2 of chapter 1. Verse 2.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God.
Through the knowledge of God, the Word. If you don't have any peace in this world, it's because you don't have the knowledge of God, the Word of God. Then go and keep reading more.
And of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Okay, so from the Word of God you receive everything according to what?
Unto life and godliness.
To life. When you know that you have eternal life, you have peace. But if you're paying no attention to the Word of God, if you're going to the bathroom over the Word of God and spitting on it and trampling it underfoot, you don't have any life or what?
Godliness.
You don't have any godliness. And if you don't have godliness, you know you're on your way to hell in the lake of fire. Some people say, well, I don't care. A guy said that to me on the street. And he says, I like heat. I said, okay, we're right here in front of Aldo's restaurant. Let's go in there and see if you'll lay your face down on that hot grill in there, in your hands, without screaming. Okay, you want to come in and do that? See, we're witnessing to the worst creatures on the face of this earth these days. The devil has always been evil. He caused the entire world to have to go to hell, to die, and have to go to hell in the flood. And then Jesus cooked, boiled, barbecued the people of Sodom and Gomorrah because they liked to have sex, men with men and women with women. A revolting bunch of stinking weasels. God hates them so bad. You say God doesn't hate? Anybody that says that, you've never read the Bible. You're just deceiving yourself. And we're going to see about those that keep deceiving themselves. They're deceived and they deceive others in chapter 2. And let's read a little bit more here.
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
The Lord has called us to glory and virtue. Then what?
whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Yeah, these are precious promises that you get for receiving the Word of God. But you have peace because you know you have eternal life, and you have the precious Word of God. You've got everything when you have the Lord. Now let's go to chapter 2 and continue on from there.
Okay. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
If it says you're going to hell, you're going to hell if you sin. If it says you can't get into heaven if you don't keep the Scriptures, then you're not going to heaven. You think that God's going to let this mess to continue on in heaven for eternity? You're crazy. Okay, you're as crazy as the one world church, the Vatican, where the Satan is the one that's controlling it, and you're as crazy as the world government and the media. They don't have life or peace or joy. Okay, go ahead.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Right, the Holy Spirit is where the life is. The Word of God is spirit and it's life if you receive it. If you reject it, you're rejecting the Holy Spirit and you're rejecting eternal life. And you're just, the people that do that, I don't care how much book learning you've got, you're stupid. You're the stupidest type of creature on earth. Then what?
Chapter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people.
Yeah, there are false prophets among the people. They're out there like crazy right now. They're even infiltrated into churches. Then what?
Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies.
Well, they're bringing in damnable heresies, that you could be a lesbo and God loves you. No. Anyone preaching any other doctrine that is in the Word of God is accursed. Do you know where that scripture is, people? Where?
In
where?
Galatians chapter.
Chapter
nine.
Huh?
Chapter
one. Galatians. Yeah. He says, anyone preaching any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. He says, if you're not believing what we say, then you're cursed. And the Lord says you're cursed. It says for you to go out into all the world, to all the nations, and preach this gospel, not some other gospel that is no gospel at all. But if you don't believe the gospel that's in the Bible, the Word of God, then you're cursed. And there ain't no getting out of it. Now you think that you're brighter than God? And that you're going to get by with it. Maybe your girlfriend, if you're a lesbian, thinks you're right. Or maybe your boyfriend, if you're a homosexual, thinks you're right. But both of you are going to hell in the lake of fire. And you fornicators and adulterers out there, you say, but we don't have any power to stop that because you need to be born again of the Spirit. You must be born again. Like some of these homosexuals that I've witnessed to in my life, they say, well, we were born then. Well, I said, that isn't true. What happened is the demon entered you when you were in your crib or something and made you believe that you were a homosexual. But you were born that way, and that's why Jesus says you must be born again. Amen?
Amen.
You have to have the Spirit of God in you so that you don't, so that it'll knock that demon out of you that was got into you when you were a helpless little kid, when you were a baby in your crib. The devil is merciless. He doesn't care if he contaminates babies. Okay, and that's the same thing with this. Let's just keep going. I could just go on for days with this stuff. Then what else?
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies.
Who privately will bring in, sneak in damnable heresies that, well, this is a new day, a new age. This here is now the 2000. We're in this second 2006, we're almost at 2007. Then go ahead.
Even denying the Lord that bought them.
They deny the Lord. They're saying the word of God is dangerous. This is the world government. This is coming from the Roman Empire, the Vatican there, which the Bible says that Satan's seat is the city of the seven hills. And this is where the Antichrist, the great red dragon, sits right in these human bodies over there. And they're stationed all over the world, just as we Christians are stationed all over the world. They have the spirit of the great red dragon, the devil in them, and those of us that are of the Lord have the spirit of the Almighty, Holy, Eternal God living in us. So what it says is this is a great dragon, a red dragon. You know that the colors of the Vatican are red and purple, and that gold, you know, they love to exalt wealth in this world, but I've sang a song before called and recorded it called "You Can't Take It With You, Guys." You can't take it with you where you're going. Doesn't matter if you're going to heaven or hell, you're not going to take anything with you. When you leave, everything that you ever did in your life and made in your life is kaput. It no longer has any value to you. And there's going to be some people that's going to chew it up for you. And then they're going to die. And if they don't get saved, they're going to the same place you are. Hell and the lake of fire. Then what?
But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Okay, so those of you that are preaching heresy out there, you're going to be destroyed swiftly. You may run on for a long time, but God Almighty is going to cut you down, and it's going to be quick. He comes as a thief, and there's nothing. I had a vision one time. It actually was a supernatural experience. I was laying on my face in a bed up in our house in Georgia Ridge, up on the ridge there, and all of a sudden the Lord showed me how fast judgment is going to be. He took my soul right on my body. It woke me up, and it went just like that, up into the heaven and then down into hell. That's how fast you're going to be judged and sent into hell. He says you're going to be destroyed quickly. Quickly. It's so fast you haven't even got time to say, ah. That would be all you could say. It's just, ah. You don't have a chance to say, no, Lord, or anything like that. There is no chance. The Lord is, when he says swift, you have no idea how swift really is. Okay, then go ahead.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways.
So there's a lot of people that will follow the same way that all these demon-possessed people on earth are doing today. Then go ahead.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
Right, so there's people out there that are speaking evil of truth. I'm preaching the truth, and I've been doing the things that the truth, the Word of God, says to do. And yet there are people out there are speaking evil about what I am doing. And it's exactly what the Bible says for me to do. And some of you people out there are so gone that you're believing them. Then what?
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you.
Okay, so they're covetous. In other words, they want what I have, but they can't have it. That means they're jealous of what I have. Read that again. And because of the fact that they're jealous or they're covetous, they want what I want without earning it. Then what?
Shall they with feigned words make merchandise
of
you?
They tell you, oh, you know, you're doing a great work. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're all this kind of stuff. So that they can stay in the church. And because the Lord really blesses this church. The food is great. The facilities are fantastic. And they're hearing the truth. And they say, oh, your messages are so good. But a bunch of them that started thinking that they could continue on, go back into the world and serve and still get into heaven. And then now that I keep preaching that they can't and that they should repent if they can, now they are bringing... Go ahead, continue.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not.
So their judgment is not going to linger any longer, the Bible says. Now, the Lord told me to do this because of those people that are speaking evil of the things that I am preaching and that I am doing, because whatever I'm doing, the Lord told me to do. And so they're judging me because I'm doing what the Lord tells me to do, and they just don't think it's scriptural. Okay, go ahead.
And their damnation slumbereth not.
And yeah, if your damnation is already on the menu for you, you're not getting by with this. Then what else?
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell.
Yeah, the angels were once in heaven too. And you people were once in the church as well. And God never spared the angels. Then what?
But cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample.
Well, why did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Because they are a bunch of homosexuals and lesbians, and fornicators and adulterers and liars and all this sort of thing. Then what? Sodom and Gomorrah, that was like resorts, like Palm Springs. People, when they are living lives of luxury, they become homos and lesbos, and they languish, you know, they just like lounge around and they don't do anything for the Lord, because even a little bit of good life gets to them. They get, so they think they're so superior because they're being blessed. They got something. And they have pools of water and they can swim and soak in the mineral baths and stuff like that, and drink wine out of big bowls while they're reclining on their couches. And they think nothing of God. It's just, why? And bring me more wine. More wine for me and my friends, you know, like a peg leg beat. Okay, then go ahead.
Making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly.
Okay, what it's saying there is that God has made them as an example for all the homosexuals and lesbians that think you can get by with this, and all you adulterers and fornicators. And this is no private interpretation. It means exactly what it says. So don't try to twist it and make up what you think is right because you think you're smarter than God. You're going to find out you're going to curse the day you ever even had that thought from Satan entered into your miserable, wretched body. Your wretched, miserable, decaying body. Then what?
And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds.
The unlawful, Lord, yes, against the law. Well, you say the law is done away with. No, it isn't. It's only for those. There's law is only for condemning people, because it tells you all the things that you can't do if you're not saved. But when the Spirit of the Lord enters into your body, into your spirit, with the Father by the Spirit, you can keep all the commandments very easily. And so, go ahead, read that last verse.
For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds.
But the Lord says that we're saved through his righteousness. In other words, we are the righteousness of God if we're in Christ doing what he did. But you have no righteousness. I hear many preachers saying that we are the righteousness of God. He's saying it to everybody in the world. No, you're not. We're saved, it says in the first chapter here, by the righteousness of the Lord. If we're in his body, then we're righteous. And if we're in his body because of the Holy Spirit, and because we believe the Word of God and do what it says, then we're righteous. But if you're not, you're not righteous. These false prophets are teaching you that you're God's righteousness. That is, if you're even in sin. The Bible says, he that sinneth is of the devil. And the Bible says that go and sin no more, lest a worse thing happen unto you. Now, these are scriptures that don't change. They're set in place in the Bible for God to judge us by. If we do them, he's going to say, "Come in, my good and faithful servant." But if you don't, he's going to say, "Depart from me, you wicked, and cast you into the lake of fire," because you did it yourself by not obeying the word. Because the word is God. And the word was with God. And the word, as a matter of fact, was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that word was Jesus. And still is Jesus. Okay? We must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, believe on the whole word of God, and then we'll be saved. And there's no splitting hairs with that. So you people that think you're so thinking, you know, you're wise, I mean, you know, forget it. Just obey the scriptures. Then what else?
The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government.
Yeah. In other words, we have a government here at the church, and they say, Tony Alamo rules the church with an iron fist. Well, if you want to call the word of God an iron fist, well, then you'll stand in judgment for that. Yes, the word of God is very strict. The Bible says the way to the kingdom of heaven is straight and narrow. So you have to have a narrow way of thinking. In other words, you just have to use the word of God. You have to put on the whole mind of Christ. You can't think to the left or to the right. You can't go along with what the world says or the false accusers or the Antichrist cult. It's the beast, it's government and the media. You have to think just the way the Lord says. Now, if anyone rules with an iron fist, it's the Antichrist, because they make people not read the Bible. They take the Bible away from you. They tell you that if you don't go along with bombing other countries and smashing human life and sending people to hell before they ever get a chance to read the word and receive it, that's an iron fist. The Bible even says that the Antichrist is iron, and that says that the Lord is going to come back and smash it to shivers because he doesn't like this one world government cult and media. He hates it. You say the Lord doesn't hate. Read the Bible. Don't be quoting things like that. The Bible is given by the Holy Spirit. You don't know anything about the Holy Spirit, those of you that are out there that are not saved. Read the Bible. Well, we don't believe in the Bible. That's your problem, not mine. Okay, then what else?
Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities.
Well, God called me, and according to the Lord, I'm a dignity of the Lord. I'm a chosen vessel of God, and I'm telling you exactly what he says. I'm not watering it down for you because I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of the Lord. I'm afraid to water the word of God down for you reprobates. Then what else?
Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not.
Those people out there that are saying evil against us, they don't understand it. They don't even know me. They don't know me. First of all, they don't know God. They don't know God because they never accepted Jesus, really. And they want to be part of the world because the world to them is glamorous and wonderful. But the Bible says that it's nothing but lust, and lust will take your soul to hell. Okay, then what else?
But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they
understand. What? They need to be what?
Made to be taken and destroyed speak.
Okay, they need to be taken and destroyed. You people that are like beasts because you reject the word of God, the very God that created you out of the dirt of the ground. Then what?
Speak evil of the things that they understand not.
You have no understanding because you never read the Bible. Then what?
And shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are in blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you.
Yeah, they've actually sat in our church and feasted with us, and then for money and favor they brought false accusations against myself and said that the people in this church that believe the gospel are retarded and that they've been brainwashed. You people, the Bible calls you bastards, the fatherless children. you are wicked, and you're on your way to, and you're not going to be saved, okay? Because I don't believe after you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit that you can be saved. The Bible says so. So don't try to twist that. If I were you, I'd stop doing that, and I would back off, and I'd start begging for forgiveness from the Lord, just in case he might. You might have done some of it in ignorance. I don't think you're ignorant, though. Then what else?
Having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart...
See, beguiling them because they say all kinds of evil against us, and it causes them to go to hell because they actually believe it's a satanic thing about people. They like to hear gossip. That's why they read all these supposed to be exposés of people. I have a friend of Larry Hagman. Larry Hagman said he sued the Inquirer, National Inquirer, one of those rag sheets, and he says he got $500,000 out of them. And I says, what did they say? What did they do to you? Because I never read it. He said, they said I nailed little birds to trees with their wings. And he really got a grimace on his face when he was doing it. I had to bite my tongue because the way he looked, I felt like automatically I was on the set of Dallas or something. Okay, and so it was really something. Okay, but he got him, and there's a lot of people. But that's nothing in comparison to what you people are going to get when you stand before the judgment day in front of God Almighty. Then what?
And heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed
children.
Yeah,
you want things that other people have, but you don't want to earn them. Okay, then what?
Cursed children which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error.
Right, they say, come on out here where we got freedom. We're free at last, free at last. We can do anything we want. We can sin. But the Lord says, on a daily basis, deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. The way is straight and narrow. Okay? But the way to get to eternal life, but the way is broad to the way of destruction. You can go to hell a billions of different ways, but there's only one way into heaven, and that's following the straight and narrow word of God. Then what?
While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
the word of God, then what?
They are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse than with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.
Yeah, don't you know all you people that are out there, you're like a dog in vomit, and you're like a sow. And the Lord will clean you up and set you upright by the Spirit of God entering into your spirit. And you'll have power then, and you'll have dignity then. But, you know, I just can't understand why people want to do what they do, knowing that there's no profit in it, there's no nothing. So you could have eternal life right now. All your former sins, no matter what you did, doesn't make any difference, will be washed away in the blood of Jesus if you just say this prayer to the Lord. This is just the beginning, though. We have to keep learning the word, continue on to the end, and then you'll be saved. So say these words to the Lord and mean them. My Lord and my God, say that. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart. Lord Jesus, and I invite you into my heart. Wash all the filthy sins that I've ever committed in my former life away in the blood of Jesus and drown them in the sea of your forgetfulness and remember them against me no more so long as I continue on to the end. Lord, you said that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I've called upon you, and therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and stay away from the world. Utterly reject it, and just walk that straight and narrow now. Read the Word of God, King James Version, and share and tell them four different ways so they can receive a copy of tape program number 250.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, so until tomorrow, we'll always have great, great testimonies, great, great messages from the Lord, because it's the Lord bringing them right through yours truly. Those of you that have taken up the cross now, decided to follow the Lord, be with us in this great and mighty number of Christians. And here's a song that I've sang called Onward Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers.